As always, there's an Irishman involved somewhere along the line. Patrick Smith in Colorado, the GM of Colorado Rapids, he invited me out to Colorado, and I spent some time out there with them. And then over the course of our conversations and discussions and on the game, and I think over that period of time, he got to know me a lot more. He then spoke with Charlotte and said that I was in the market and looking for a club, and very quickly then the club made contact to meet, and we met in London, then back to Charlotte for me to see the people and see the club and the stadium and everything, and just kind of really went from there.
You spoke a little bit a while back about a potential job in Europe after you left Beijing. What was it about Charlotte that appealed to you to go over to America and start a new challenge?
I think I spoke with Brendan Rodgers at one stage when I came back, and his words were ringing in my ear when he said, it's not about getting a club, Jim, it's about getting the right club. And so everybody that I spoke to and everybody that I sat down with, that was always at the forefront of my own mind. And so when I spoke with the Charlotte guys, I just got this feeling that this is the right club for me at this stage in my development. And in terms of the level that they're at, and then also the sort of the ambition of the club to move forward as well. And so I felt it could be a really good challenge and also a really good project to get involved in over the next 3 years, hopefully continue to develop as a coach and continue hopefully to move forward with the club.
You spoke a bit about a process earlier on, and it's always been a sort of a process with you, especially when you were with Donegal as well. So where does the process begin now with Charlotte to build them up?
Yeah, well, I suppose the first thing is just to get out there tomorrow and meet the staff, and then I've spoken to one or two of the players already, and then it's just about planning, it's about preparation, and obviously over the next number of weeks, really heavily looking at the recruitment side of things. You know, we're going to need a certain type of player to implement the philosophy and a certain type of athlete as well, I suppose I would suggest. And so recruitment will be really important, and attitude will be important, and character will be important, and having people with the attributes to fit the philosophy that we want to implement. So it'll certainly be a busy few weeks coming up as the window opens up out there and trying to get the right people in the door.
And throughout your journey, you worked under various coaches like Ronnie Dyla and Roger Schmidt in China as well. What have you taken from them, and how much of your philosophy is taken from their philosophy, or is it very much your own sort of implement on the game?
Yeah, no, I think you take something from everybody, to be honest with you, and you'll see things. And even, you know, when I was growing up and with coaches that you'd work, you know, and you'd be thinking, oh, there's things there that I wouldn't do. And that shouldn't happen and stuff, you know, so it can be positive or negative. A negative can end up in a positive, if you know what I mean. But I think, like, everybody that you can see up close and work with, you'll learn from them and you'll take things, and you'll obviously try to feed that back into your own big picture. And that's what I've tried to do. And that's why when I went to Celtic originally, I just went in there with a very, very open mind and a learning mentality. And I've continued to do that, and I'll continue to do that when I'm manager as well.
You spoke a bit there about needing a specific type of athlete to play your philosophy, so can we expect a sort of a counter-attacking game with wing-backs getting forward, kind of like what you did with Donegal but on the soccer pitch instead of the GAA pitch?
No, I don't think so. I think, well, probably on the tactical side of things, we'll have to hold our counsel on that. You don't want to be saying too much in interviews like this. But no, I think it will be aggressive and dynamic, and it will be attack-minded as well. And the capacity to press and to put teams under pressure will be important. And also to be able to play when you've got it. And you need that composure. You need the ability to build. And that is the philosophy in America anyway, you know, both at USL and MLS level, you know, all the teams want to play out from the back and they want to build through the thirds and stuff. So, and that's important to me as well. But at the same time, you want to be able to force the game at times and be aggressive and get in behind them.
How transferable are your coaching skills from GAA onto the soccer field? Have you found it difficult to get your message across, or has it been pretty much the same thing?
I was going to say there, we'll soon find out. We'll soon find out. But I think a lot of it is about philosophy and how to train that philosophy, and it's about people. And, you know, having the right people, coachable people, people with a skill set and a skill level, and just working with them and everybody working together to be better, that's what it's about. So, I'm really excited about it. I'm looking forward to it, and can't really wait to get started now.
You were asked about Ronan O'Gara earlier, and one of the things that Ronan O'Gara said when he was coming back to France was that family was a big part of his decision to come back to France. Your family went to Glasgow with you. They're still in Glasgow, are they?
Yeah.
They didn't go to China. Will they come to America with you?
They will, yeah. I think that's important. Like, I spent 4 years trying to get them to Glasgow, and when I got them there, I went to China 6 months later. So, I think, like, everybody's lives are incredibly busy nowadays, and time goes in very quickly. And so I think it's really important as a family to be together, and I think it's really important for the kids, for their dad to be around. And so we'll look to move together when it does happen.
And since you've been away from the GAA, it's actually transformed quite a bit, and now there's more transformation taking place with the rule changes. How much of an effect do you think they'll have on the game next year?
It remains to be seen, obviously. I think, you know, everybody will have an opinion, if you like. You know, I don't think we're really going to fully know the answer to that until probably March or April time, you know, when there's a lot of football played and people are sort of getting their head around, you know, the pros and the cons of it. And things will pop up. This is always the case. Things will pop up that the guys that designed the rules didn't think about. And sometimes they're positive and sometimes they're negative. And you can be damn sure, as we sit here today, that there's a lot of coaches trying to unravel those rules as we speak, and that's the nature of it. Like, coaches coach to the rules, and will look to go towards the rule or bend the rule if they can. And so it'll be interesting to see how that plays out and what comes of that and what impact that has.
Especially the hand pass rule, you'll know better than others, especially in Donegal, not even just in an inter-county perspective, but in a club level. How hard it's going to be to stick to three hand passes when you have a gale force wind coming in from the Atlantic Ocean?
Yeah, for sure. But, like, I think the teams that have dominated, you know, All Ireland's, you know, almost forever, if you like, you know, Dublin most recently and Kerry as well. Like, I mean, Jack O'Connor took the hand pass rule to a new level with Kerry. You know, it was all hand passes, you know, in the first and second third of the field, and then it was a dink ball into the full forward line with runners off it. So he knew the value of keeping the ball moving going forward. Jim Gavin has morphed into that as well. You know, it's about really intelligent, you know, retention, possession-based game, and waiting for somebody to jump and press and finding the space in behind them that Dublin have perfected over this season and a bit of last season. So, but at the same time, both them counties have phenomenal football players, and so they'll be able to adapt to whatever the rules change in the future, because they've always got that bit of quality to be able to do that.
And just on Donegal this year, Stephen Roxford has obviously come in. Mm-hmm. How big a role do you think he'll play in Donegal's development next year?
I'd like to think a huge role. I think everybody in Donegal is really happy with him already, and happy to get him. And I think Carl Lacey coming back in as well is a really big plus. And when you put all that together with Paul McGonigal and all the other coaches and Declan at the helm, it looks like a very strong management team, and I think that's what's required. And, you know, they've got the provincial championship now, and they now need to look to try and to push on, and I know that's the intention of the group and the management.